Hello, thank you for joining the DFW PCC Deep Dive. This is our April 2026 podcast, episode 12. I am Anita Idle and he is Alex Irish. Today we are talking about a major proposal by the United States Postal Service to increase prices for market dominant mail classes effective July 12, 2026. Let's jump right in. Our mission today is really unpacking these proposed adjustments for you.
Right. And we are pulling from a few different sources to get the whole picture, the official Federal Register notice, a USPS press release, and some really great breakdowns from Mailers Hub News.
Yeah. So, okay, let's unpack this, starting with the headline numbers. That first class forever stamp, you know, it's jumping from 78 to 82 cents.
4 cent jump. Yeah. That is an overall average increase of like 4.8%.
Wait, but periodicals are taking a harder hit, right? Like 6.8%.
Exactly, 6.8%. But I mean, it makes sense when you look at the pressure they are under. The USPS gets zero tax dollars for its operating expenses.
Zero. Yeah, that is wild to think about.
Right, so they rely entirely on postage to fund this massive network.
Yeah.
And they have to combat this severe financial crisis while fulfilling their universal service obligation.
It's like running a national delivery app, but you are legally barred from rejecting unprofitable, super remote routes. You know, you have to deliver everywhere.
Every single day, exactly.
So everyone's base subscription fee has to just absorb that cost.
Yeah, and since they cannot abandon those routes, they're ruthlessly optimizing the physical processing side, like changing how mailers trep the mail.
Before it even hits the loading dock.
Right. For example, they are completely eliminating area distribution center sortation. The ADC sortation.
Wait, so they are just cutting out intermediate sorting facilities.
Yeah, ADC sortation was basically a middleman step. Hmm. By cutting it, they force mailers to sort mail much deeper, you know, packaging it closer to its final destination.
Oh, wow.
And they're also banning bundles and tubs for marketing flats, like catalogs or large envelopes, unless you hit a 50-piece minimum per tub.
I mean, why does it matter if a tub is full or not?
Because processing a giant plastic tub with just a few catalogs in it, well, it wastes equipment space and handler time. They want the physical cost to match the postage inside.
That makes perfect sense for physical space. But okay, look at the data side. They're introducing this new 25-cent package quality non-compliance fee.
Right, for a missing intelligent mail barcode.
25 cents a piece seems incredibly steep for just a missing barcode. Are they just nickel and diming customers to plug financial holes?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, this is strictly about cost avoidance.
Yeah.
A missing barcode means the mail gets kicked off the high-speed sorters.
So it needs human intervention.
Exactly, which slows down the whole plant. The USPS is rigorously adjusting what they call pass-throughs.
Ah, the math dictating the discounts mailers get for doing prep work in advance?
That is the mechanism, yeah. They want to ensure workshare discounts mathematically match the exact labor the mailer saves the Postal Service, keeping discounts between 85 and 100% of avoided costs.
So no more over-rewarding for partial work.
Right, and heavy penalties for bad barcodes.
But they are offering some massive carrots too, right? Like the direct mail discovery promotion?
Oh, definitely.
It offers a 40% discount for new marketing mailers.
On their first 5,000 pieces, yeah.
And they are bringing back the 1/10 of a cent catalog incentive.
They desperately need to attract new high-volume marketing mail to subsidize the rest of the network.
So they discount new business while punishing bad data.
Exactly. They will deliver the mail, but only if you play strictly by their logistical rules.
Which is the core takeaway for you listening. You are witnessing a postal landscape where they are not just raising rates, they are aggressively forcing technological compliance.
It's all about processing efficiency now.
Right. Which leaves us with a fascinating question. As they introduce fees for missing barcodes and complex drop shipping requirements, will we soon reach a tipping point where small traditional mailers are completely priced out by the sheer technological burden of preparing mail? Something for you to think about.
It really is.
That's just about covers it for today's podcast about yet another postage increase. Thank you for listening. Be sure to go to www.dfwpcc.org for more information about the Dallas-Fort Worth Postal Customer Council, how to become more involved in the organization, and upcoming events. We look forward to you joining us again on the next Deep Dive with the DFW PCC.